get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about how to get a WordPress website online fast. Now, there are lots of ways to get a website online. You can hire a company. They can build you a website. You're going to get online. It's not going to be fast, but it's going to be good. Today, we're going to talk about how you do it the fastest way Tim and I's recommended. So without further ado, we're going to dive in. Tim, do you want to say anything before I dive into the first two?
I guess I would just say, obviously, like, there's things you have to do with creating content and, planning out the site. We're not going to talk about that. We're talking about how to get the website up and running so that you can then start creating content. Because there's things you can do or things you have to do before you can get to the point where we're actually writing content and stuff like that. And that's what we're talking about today.
Absolutely. So step number one is you're going to need a domain. You know, www.whatever.com is a domain. You're going to need to go and purchase one of those if you don't have one already. GoDaddy is a great registrar. It's who I use to look for domains. You can go in, order a domain, have your idea, put it, type it in there, and GoDaddy's going to tell you whether or not it's available. There are tons of top-level domains, TLDs, and guess what? It doesn't matter. They all work. So don't be stuck on you got to have the perfect .com, because .coms have been around for a while, and it's great to have the .com, but if you can get a .co or a .net or a .org or a .live or .whatever, and it fits your business, go for it. It doesn't matter anymore. Google and search engines are smart enough to know, what your type of content is about and stuff. And that's what's really important. It's not the domain any longer. It's the quality of the content that's going on the domain. Second thing you're going to need is a really, really good host. If you're serious about your business, you need to be serious about your hosting. Hosting is the foundation. It's no different than building a home. You want to make sure that your foundation is solid and sturdy so that your home doesn't wash away or fall down over time. And a good host is going to guarantee that your website is. Now, I'm a little bit partial to hosting because we have a little hosting company, Divi Space Hosting, and it's geared for page builders. And it's extremely fast. It's really easy to use and very cost effective as well. So, but there are tons of really good hosts out there, WP Engine, SiteGround, to name a few, Flywheel, as well as, hosting such as ours with Divi Space Hosting. Ours is better. Sorry, Tim.
No, don't apologize.
Shameless self-promotion there.
No, don't apologize, because while I haven't personally tried it yet, it's on my list of things to do. I have several agency friends that have agencies with hundreds of sites that have migrated all their sites over to Divi Space Hosting, and they rave about Divi Space Hosting. So, it's definitely worth checking out, and you'll see how fast it is and how affordable it is.
Absolutely.
So getting back to how to get a WordPress website online fast, David mentioned getting a domain, getting hosting. Well, the next thing you're going to want to do, the next high-level task, is installing a page builder. So again, if you're using Divi Space Hosting, any page builder will work, not just Divi. We, of course, recommend Divi. And so once you install Divi, the next thing you're going to do is install a child theme. You don't have to install a child theme, but this is about how to get a WordPress website online fast. So if you choose a premium child theme, like one from Divi.space or DiviLife.com, it's going to streamline your design and layout, because basically you're going to install a child theme and use the import tools to import the demo site. And it's going to look exactly like the demo site in a matter of seconds. And so then what you can do is easily start creating content or customizing the pages, whatever you want. Opposed to if you just install the page builder, you're going to have a blank slate, and it's going to take you a lot longer to start building out pages and designing and stuff like that. And so for getting a WordPress website online fast, it's going to look halfway decent. We definitely recommend installing a premium Divi Child theme. Again, DiviLife.com, Divi.space, lots of great options for child themes and that cover a wide variety of different industries and niches.
Awesome. So there you go, folks, how to get a website, WordPress website online fast. We hope this has been beneficial and helpful. Tune in tomorrow for another great topic. Tim. Well, I tell you what, getting back into recording podcast episodes has been an adventure.
Yeah, I don't think I haven't talked in a year and a half. Yeah, since we stopped recording. So this is my first time talking again.
All right. So check us out tomorrow, and we look forward to having you. Well, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.